Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is ordering all American flags on government buildings and facilities flown at half staff until Saturday as a mark of respect for the victims of the 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. Six people were killed. Police say the suspect planned the attacks for weeks and got away dressed as a woman. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
More than 70 rounds fired, captured on Rain and Ellie's video. Lake County Major Crime Task Force's Chris Cavelli says the AR-15-style rifle was legally purchased and traced back to 21-year-old Robert Cremo, who went to great lengths to get away.
Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing.
And Cavelli says
he dropped his rifle and he blended in with the crowd and he escaped. He walked to his mother's home, who lived in the area.
He took her car. Police put out his picture, caught up with him. Cavelli calls the attack random.
We have no information to suggest at this point it was racially motivated by religion or any other protected status.
The youngest victim, 8, the oldest, 85, and several of the wounded are children. I'm Julie Walker.
A big shakeup in the British government, and it could get even bigger. Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and Health Secretary Sajid Javid resigned within minutes of each other after Prime Minister Boris Johnson was forced to acknowledge he had to change his story on the way he handled allegations of sexual misconduct by a senior member of his government. This could spell the end of Johnson's leadership. President Biden presented the nation's highest military honor, the Medal of Freedom, to four Army soldiers for heroism during the Vietnam War.
50 years since the jungles of Vietnam, where as young men these soldiers first proved their mettle. But time has not diminished their astonishing bravery, their selflessness in putting the lives of others ahead of their own, and the gratitude we as a nation owe them.
This is AP News. An expert says there is growing doubt about finding survivors from an avalanche in Italy. At least 7 people died.
Nicola Casagli, a geologist and avalanche expert at Florence University, tells the AP it's clear the avalanche is closely linked to climate change. And he says if we do not take decisive measures to counter such effects, such avalanches will become more and more frequent, like certain types of landslides. Casagli adds that it must be a wake-up call that this event happened during a scorching summer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NASA says it lost contact with a $32.7 million spacecraft, Capstone, headed to the moon to test out a lopsided lunar orbit. But agency engineers are hopeful they can fix the problem. Engineers are trying to find the cause of the communications drop-off. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
A Georgia prosecutor is trying to obtain testimony from key Donald Trump allies in an election probe. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has filed petitions in a bid to compel testimony from Senator Lindsey Graham, ex-Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, and 5 other potential witnesses. A county judge overseeing a special grand jury that's looking into whether Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 race in Georgia has signed papers saying Graham, Giuliani, and others have been deemed necessary to the investigation. It's been underway since early last year, though it remains unclear just what charges Willis may try to pursue against Trump or anyone else after it's over. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A new poll shows many Americans don't expect to rely on digital services that became commonplace during the pandemic after COVID subsides. That's even as many think it's a good thing if those options remain available in the future. The new poll comes from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It shows close to half or more of U.S. adults say they are not likely to attend virtual activities receive virtual health care, have groceries delivered, or use curbside pickup after the pandemic ends. Still, close to half of adults also say it would be a good thing if virtual options continue. For many, though, drawbacks outweigh the benefits of relying on digital services in the future. I'm Julie Walker.
NATO's moving fast on membership for Sweden and Finland. The 30 NATO allies have signed off on the accession protocols for Sweden and Finland, sending the membership bids of the two nations to the alliance capitals for approval. The move further increases Russia's strategic isolation in the wake of its invasion of neighbouring Ukraine in February and military struggles there since. Despite the alliance agreement on the new membership bids, parliamentary approval in member state Turkey could still pose problems for Sweden and Finland's final inclusion as members. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The city of Detroit is targeting old industrial sites to improve neighborhoods. The Packard plant made cars in Detroit. It has been vacant for years.
I'll put it this way. It needs to be torn down because of the way it looks.
Business owner Crystal Glass says it's a good step forward.
It doesn't matter. I just like to see something. Besides that,
the Packard plant is one of many reminders of Detroit's better days. 100 large structures in the city have been identified to be torn down or renovated. It's called ruin porn. Antoine Bryant is the city's planning and development director.
No longer will Detroit be seen as a city of blight or ruin porn, but a city of real opportunity, of hope, and of vibrance.
If Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan has his way, part of the 40-acre Packard plant complex will be demolished by the end of the year. Other portions will be redeveloped. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.